The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel ben Yamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Me'ila daf yud. The Gemara says that Hakol moedim shem amarava. Hakol moedim shem nenam b'sar kochi kochim shenitma u'meimurim meimuri kochim kalim la'achar shehel on the potter. Everybody's moedim. If your nenah from b'sar kochi kochim shenitma or meimuri kochim kalim la'achar shehel, and after you put them on the mizbeach and you're machter them, that you're not moedim. So Gemara says Peshitta, it should be Pasha that you're not Moyel. Gemara answers that it's not Pasha. Why? Because let's discuss. I'm going to focus on the case of Emure Kachem Kalim. The Gemara says, because maybe you would think that since it's a mitzvah lafuche betzinoira, the Kohanim should try to speed up the Akhtar to make sure that everything becomes gets burnt up. The halacha should be that you should be Moyel because of that mitzvah. It should not be considered Nasis mitzvah. So the Gemara is saying that the halacha is that no, that if you're nena from a murim of kachim kalim after you started to be machter them, you're not moil. Why? Because it's considered nasa mitzvah. It's considered the akhtara was already done, even though you were not. You still have a mitzvah hapa, but since you're not mechuyif to do that mitzvah, Taisis explains, since you're not obligated to do the mitzvah of hipach betzinoira, it's I guess sort of a voluntary mitzvah. It's not ma'akiv over here. Not sure if he means it's voluntary or it's just not ma'akiv. Whatever it is, the point is that the mitzvah afuche b'tzinoira would not be enough to keep the me'ilah on the Murei Kachem Kalim. So Taisis asks a question. Taisis says we had a Mishnah one blot earlier that says that the Murim of Chatos and Asham, your Moyelim Bahem actually eats little Beis Hadashin until you take it out to the Beis Hadashin. So the question is, what is the difference? What's the difference between a Murei Kachem Kalim and a Murei Kachem? A Murim Kachem Kalim, the Gemara is saying, there's no Me'ilah once you started to do the Akhtara. But a Murei Kachem, the Mishnah tells us that your Moyel actually ate Zilbei Sadashin. Even after you did the Akhtara, your Moyel until you do the Mitzvah of Itzah Sadashin. So Taisis says, there's a big difference. He says two reasons why there's a difference. One is a Pasuk, and one is a Svar. The pasuk is that the pasuk tells us in Parshas Tzav, he oila moikta. There's a mitzvah of haitzoas adeshin by the oila, specifically by the oila, and therefore kachei kachim, which are similar to oila in that they're also kachei kachim, just like oila. That loche is that you're moil in them. Actually, eitzel beis adeshin because it's a mitzvah of haitzoas adeshin on the afer of kachei kachim. However, kachim kalim, Taisus seems to be saying that there's no mitzvah of haitzoas adeshin. So all the achrayim ask on Taisus. They say, what does Taisus mean that there's no mitzvah of haitzoas adeshin by kachim kalim? We know that you have to take out all the deshen on the mizbeach. You can't just take out the deshen that is there because of burning up of kachi kachim. You have to take out all the deshen. That's the mitzvah itzah sadeshen. You have to clear off the entire mizbeach. If it happens to be that I know that this deshen is not from kachi kachim, it doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that I would be exempted from taking out that deshen. So it seems that the mitzvah itzah sadeshen applies equally to kachi kachim and to kachim kalim. So why would Taisus say that kachi kachim is considered nasa mitzvah son even before I do itzah sadeshen? Because no mitzvah itzah sadeshen by kachim kalim. Whereas kachi kachim, it's not considered nasa mitzvah until you actually take out the deshen. It would seem in the pasuk that the mitzvah itzah sadeshen applies equally to kachi kachim and kachim kalim because the Mishnah tells you have to take out all the deshen. This is what the Achrayim ask on Taisus. So I was thinking that maybe what Taisus means is as follows. You're right. There certainly is a mitzvah of itzah sadeshen when it comes to kachim kalim also. But there's two different kinds of mitzvahs of itzah sadeshen. And you could be medayikin in the pasuk. The pasuk, like Taisus points out, the pasuk starts off with oila. It says, It says Zoyser Soylo, he oilam moikto, and then it says Vahirim Sadeshin, and then Itsa Sadeshin, Waitsi Sadeshin Lichos Lamachna. The Pasuk prefaces the whole parasha of Truma Sadeshin and Itsa Sadeshin by talking about Zoyster Soylo. So it would seem on the one hand that we're talking about the oil specifically. But on the other hand, the end of the parasha says, Vahitsi is kol adeshin l'michutz l'machne. He has to take off all the desh, and like the Achrayim say, generally we're not talking about the guy's going to be able to tell which desh comes from Kachin Kachin, which desh comes from Kachin Kalam. It would seem in the Pasuk, like the Achrayim point out, that you're mechuyev to take all the desh off of the Mizbeach, and take all the desh out to Chutz L'machna. So why did the beginning of the parasha start talk about Oilah? So you could say that Tais understood that there's really two different mitzvahs over here. There's one mitzvah that is a mitzvah that pertains to the carbon. The carbon has a mitzvah that its dashen should be taken out. And that mitzvah only applies to Oilah, and like Tais said, Tais expands that to include all of Kachay Kachay. And there's another mitzvah which is not, has nothing to do with the carbon. It's a mitzvah in the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach has a mitzvah that you should take out all the dashen. That all the dashen in the Mizbeach has to be cleaned off and taken out in Michutz L'Machna. That mitzvah has nothing to do with the carbon. It's a separate mitzvah that the mizbeach has to be cleaned off. All the deshen has to be taken off of the mizbeach. And you can medayik this, like we said, because the beginning of the parasha seems to talk about the carbon, and the end of the parasha seems to say that all the deshen has to be taken off, and all the deshen includes deshen which has nothing to do with the carbon. It's not even kachim kalim. There's eitzim on the mizbeach. The kohanim would use wood to create a fire. If it's mashma and the pasuk, they have to take off all the deshen. That would seem to include even deshen that has nothing to do with the carbon. So that deshen, certainly the mitzvah has nothing to do with the mitzvah of the carbon. It's a mitzvah that the mizbeach has to be cleaned off. So Taisus is pointing out that since the mitzvah which is referring to carbonus is said specifically by Oilah, so even though we know that there's a mitzvah in all the deshen that has to be taken off, that mitzvah would only apply to the mitzvah of the mizbeach. But the mitzvah of the carbon, that only applies to Oilah and similar carbonus like kachi kachim. So Mamela, Taisus is saying, very geschmack, Taisus is saying that the only time we can say it's not considered nasa mitzvah, say that the carbon didn't have its mitzvah be mekuyim yet, that would only apply when the mitzvah of Itzas Adeshin is coming because of the carbon. If the mitzvah of Itzas Adeshin is created by the mitzvah of the carbon, so then the halacha will be, it would not be considered nasa mitzvah, say, until you were mekayim the mitzvah of the carbon. And that would apply to kachi kachim. However, when it comes to kachim kalim, even though there is a mitzvah to take their dashin off of the mizbeach, that has nothing to do with the carbon. That's a mitzvah that's specific to mizbeach, and that would not prevent the me'ilah from going off. Tais says a different chiluk. Tais makes a different chiluk between kachi kachim and kachim kalim. Tais says that the chiluk will be as follows, that kachi kachim, since it's easier for Kachi Kachim to get Mila. Why? Because we see that Kachi Kachim have Mila even before Zrika Sadan. So in Mela, it's harder to have the Mila go off. So the mitzvah Itzas Adeshin would prevent the Mila from going off. As opposed to Kachim Kalim, which don't have Mila until after you did Zrika Sadan. So their Mila is not such a serious, whatever, it's obviously the same as severity, but it's easier to take off that mitzvah of, that Isra of Mila, and it goes off, even though there's still a mitzvah of Haitzah Sadeshin. So the Karen Ayra asks on Taisis, what does Taisis mean? Manavshach, if you tell me that Kachin Kalim has a mitzvah of Haitzah Sadeshin, so then there's no reason, says the Karen Ayra, that the Mi'ilah should go off. It's not Nasis Mitzvah. It should not be considered Nasis Mitzvah. However, if you say, on the other hand, if you say that there's no mitzvah of Haitzah Sadeshin by Kachin Kalim, then this is identical to the first Teretz Taisis. So what's really the difference between the second Teretz Taisis and the first Teretz Taisis? So I thought that you could say like this. You could say that the second Teretz of Taisus certainly is assuming that there is a mitzvah of Haitzah Sadeshin by Kachim Kalim, and that's how it differs from the first Teretz of Taisus. However, the second Teretz of Taisus is saying like this. The second Teretz of Taisus is saying that there's a very big difference between Kachim Kalim and Kachi Kachim. By Kachi Kachim, Kachi Kachim are naturally considered Kachi Hashem. The Etzim Kedusha of the carbon, that the actual fact that the carbon is Kedush, that alone makes that it's Kachi Hashem, even though the carbon doesn't have a din of Haktara. Even the parts of the carbon that have no mitzvah of Haktara. For example, the Basar of the carbon. The Basar of the carbon has Me'ilah before Zrikas Adam. even though this the fact that it has milah and the fact that it's considered kachi Hashem is not created by the fact that it has a mitzvah of akhtara on the mizbeach. The fact that it's kachi Hashem is because it has the kedusha of kachi kachim on it. However, when it comes to kachim kalim, the whole kachi Hashem that applies to kachim kalim is only when it has a mitzvah of akhtara. The actual kedusha of kachim kalim is not enough to create kachi Hashem, because since it's kachim kalim and it has a lower level of kedusha and the basar is considered not to be kachi Hashem, so therefore the imurim are also not kachi Hashem until they get something special about them that differentiates them from the basar, which is that they have a din of haktar on them. Whereas by kachi kachim, the actual kedusha of the kachi kachim itself is what creates kachi Hashem. Once you understand this distinction, you could explain Taisis very simply. You could say, certainly kachim kalim also have a mitzvah of itzas adeshin. But like we said, the actual kedusha of kachim kalim, the din of the carbon itself, the kedusha of the carbon itself, is not enough to give it a din of kachi Hashem. You have to have the fact that it's miyuchad, that it's set aside for haktara. Now, once you already makdir it, it's not set aside for haktara anymore. You may have more mitzvahs that derive from the kedusha of the carbon, but the kedusha of the carbon, and therefore we would say, because it's still mitzvahs that are supposed to be done with it, that the kedusha of the carbon won't go off until these mitzvahs are mekuyim, but that may not be enough to create a situation where you're going to call it kachi Hashem. Why? Because the kedusha of the carbon itself is not enough. You need to have a mitzvah of haktara, and the mitzvah of haktara you already mekayim. So once you're mekayim the mitzvah of haktara, you don't have kedusha of haktara anymore. So whatever added kedusha was added onto the carbon at the time of zrika was added onto the imurim at the time of zrika. That added kedusha goes off once I do my haktara, because the thing that zrika added was the fact that it has a mitzvah haktara. Now once I did my mitzvah haktara, that extra kedusha went off, and I'm back down to regular kedusha of the carbon. So even though that kedusha is retained because of the fact that it's not nasas mitzvah, and you still have to do itzas adashin, that kedusha is not enough to give the isra of me'ilah. Whereas by kachi kachim, the kedusha of the carbon itself is enough to create the isra of me'ilah. And therefore, as long as there's still mitzvahs that you have to do because of the carbon, for example, the itzas adashin, which derives from the chiv of the carbon, therefore that itself would be enough to keep the kedusha enough to say that it's kachi Hashem. So again, in summation, Taisus's second teretz would be saying as follows. Although certainly, in Taisus's second teretz, he's assuming that the mitzvah of Hitzas Adashim by Kachim Kalim is not because of the Mizbeach. It's because of the carbon. But Taisus is saying, the kedusha of the carbon is not enough for me. I have to have kedusha Saktara. And kedusha Saktara will not be retained because of the fact of the mitzvah of Hitzas Adashim, because that has nothing to do with Aktara. And the fact that it's not Nasis Mitzvason with regard to Hitzas Adashim would not give that extra kedusha of Aktara that came by Zrika Sadam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.